The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Overhead Door Company of Houston, the original authentic Overhead Door Company of Houston.
I'm a hard-working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 35 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we start hour number two on this Sunday. It's actually the Philippine Independence Day, I do believe, on this Sunday. Although their Sunday day was last night. All right, anyway, call me. 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. And we will talk. We had a lot of open lines. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I had a question on Hardy plank. The house is, the planks are like, what, 8 or 10 inch wide? And where the two butts meet, should that be caulked or not?
Usually not. You can if you want to, but what happens is it makes the, if depending on the paint and whatnot, It'll bleed through and you'll see them. So I think it's ugly. I don't like caulking those. A lot of people will caulk them. But if you detail it right, then you shouldn't have to caulk them. If you look at their details on their website, there is a backflashing that's supposed to go behind those so you don't see it, so you don't have that ugly caulk mark. And that way it avoids the caulking. And if it's put on properly, there's no need for it, and water won't get – even though you think it gets back there, it really doesn't because – there's a backflashing that goes on between those joints. And it depends where you are. If you do it, if you put it on, and they have 6-inch, by the way, too, and the 6-inch is required in the high wind areas because you have more nails per surface, it's a little bit busier, but it holds up to the winds really well. They require that backflashing for the windstorm applications because of the high winds down there, and they're not caulked.
All right, great. Also, do you have a recommendation for fence installers?
For fence? You call Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. He does all my landscaping work. I know Mike Ball well, and last fence I did, he did it. So he does fences as part of all his big package, yeah. There's a lot of fence people out there. When it comes to fences, I mean, if you know exactly what kind of fence you want and you're not, you know, on the fence trying to figure out what kind and how you want it built, you can just get per foot price from a lot of different people. So that's right. Up to you. It's a business that's very competitive price wise if they're comparing apples to apples.
Right. Okay. And Mike Ball is on your Home Show website.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom. Have a good day.
You bet. Fencing, that's actually, I need a big section of fence done, too. And, two, I need an iron gate and fence area built, a short one. So I have my projects, too. I don't know why I bring them up like you people really care. I'm supposed to be answering your questions. But right now, because of hurricane season, I can't tell you, I can't predict hurricanes. But I can tell you if we get this year activity in the Gulf, and it really showed itself with, was it Hurricane Agatha or Tropical Storm? I don't know. Miami got pounded. I lived in Miami 15 years. I still have friends there, and they're saying, Tom, we're swimming in the streets. They're just towing my car away. It's under 4 feet of water. It happened overnight. Nobody saw it coming. It came across Mexico. But the reason it was so vicious, and Naples got really bad, and I knew people lived in Naples for a long time. They don't live there anymore. But it was really, really bad. It's because the Gulf waters are so warm. I haven't been down there. I haven't stuck my foot in the Gulf waters. I guess I should go over to Padre Island when I get back to Brownsville and go stick my toe in that, see how hot it is. I guess you could just look at the news and they could tell you what the temperature of the water is. But if we get any activity over the Gulf, from tropical storms to hurricanes, it's gonna energize it quite a bit. So I'd be really careful. And so when you get into fences during hurricane season, if you've got fences that are wanting to come down. I replaced the gas light in front of my house because it was going to blow over in the wind. I had some rebar holding it up until I got someone to put a new gas light in. We've got to be careful because the flying debris, and just so you know, with hurricanes on the coast, you worry about storm surge, which is water buildup. Now, water can build up over the island in Galveston, for example. But once the hurricane passes, it's this negative pressure that just pulls the water off the island real fast. And that's when the homes go down because it pulls the foundation out from underneath them. And that's when you lose a row of homes here and there. And they usually end up all the debris because they don't float in one piece. But all that stuff ends up scattering down the coast of Texas because that's how it travels. In the bay, I'm not sure where it goes in the bay. I think it just sits on the bottom. I have no idea. But it goes in both directions. There's not a lot of people in on Galveston Island on the bay. There's some. But out on the west end, there certainly is. But I don't know where that stuff goes when it leaves on the bayside. As far as the inland, like you go into, I live in the Champions area. You go into, even into Spring and areas like that, you say, well, that's so far north. It's so far away from the coast. Well, that's where the winds start to hit because it starts to wrap around on the dirty side, and that dirty side leads the way, whether it's on the left or the right, and most of the time it's one way or the other. But anyway, you get the little tornadoes, not big ones, not like you see in Nebraska, but these little twisters that will – I had one go down in my backyard in Hurricane Ike, I do believe it was Ike, and you could see all the plants and stuff just wrapped up in a little ball because it all was – and it took my neighbor's garage and twisted it to where they had to take the whole thing down. So you will get those inland. And so the wind, when you get these little twisters that touch down very quickly and they do a little damage and they dissipate pretty quick, they'll take fences and stuff and old tree limbs and things and just whip it around and throw it all over the place. So you've got to be careful. That's part of your preparation, is making sure everything is either structurally sound or down and gone. I've had instances where the fence was bad and we were under a hurricane watch and I just knocked the fence down and laid it on the ground. It didn't go anywhere on the ground. It was so heavy, but I didn't want it sitting up because it would have been ripped to pieces. And then we replaced it after the hurricane passed. So you've got to be careful with your fences. That's part of the hurricane prep a lot of people forget about. They think those fences will just sit there, but they're going to be end up in your bedroom through your windows if you're not careful. So this is a good time to get all your fences taken care of this next few weeks. Say through the end of July. Our real active hurricane season for the newbies out there, and there's a lot of new people out there. I hope you're discovering the show. It's only time will tell. But August and September is when we get the bad ones, especially right around that August-September cusp where they come together. That's for some reason when it's just coming our way, and all up and down inside this coast here from New Orleans down to, all the way down to Brownsville if you want to include them too. I did a radio show there, was it last summer? And I didn't realize it, but a little hurricane came through while I was on the air, and I never lost power. It was pretty interesting. Everybody else lost power. I got done with the show. I walked outside. Trees were down and stuff, and I came out of my little place I rent down there because I've been working down there for almost 3 years now, August, going back and forth. And I'm thinking, what the heck happened? it never touched my home, and I went through the show in a hurricane and had no idea. It went through very quick, but the rest of the city and the schools closed down for a week. The rest of the place was destroyed. You never know. You just don't know. All right, call me and we will talk today. Cutting Edge Tile Removal is who you call when it comes time to get the tile and the stone and all that stuff out of your home because it's time for new. When you take tile or stone, any of those hard products off of the walls, off of the floors, it's not just the tile, it's the thin set, it's the grout, and it all has, well, if you ever had cement, it's a powder. It'll get anywhere, and then you take that sand, and that's what it's mixed with is sand, that's the aggregate, and it powders up too. So when you pulverize it with those floor removing machines and chisels and hammers, that dust goes everywhere. I know a lot of people put up plastic and stuff, and they do their best. And in some cases, it's all the only thing they have. But here in Houston, you've got a company called Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They can remove it all with their proprietary machines. And you'll have to go online. You can see some of the videos we've done, excuse me, at homeshowradio.com. And you'll feel more confident about what I'm talking about here. Is they leave with all that stuff in their truck. It's like a giant vacuum thing, and it's all gone. You know, it's dustless. And they've measured the amount of dust and debris in weight. And there's been projects, some big ones, and there's some big homes in this town. We have 600 pounds of that stuff, 700 pounds of just dust and debris. And can you imagine if hundreds of pounds, I know you don't feel the weight because it's in a little fine dust is all in your closet and your clothes all over the place. Don't do that to yourself. If I'm removing tile, I'm not doing it by hand. I'm calling these guys, and I think it's a good choice for you. And if you're in the floor covering business, it's a good choice for you to offer your clients. It might be a little bit of an upgrade, pay a little more, but it's worth every penny. So if you're really particular and you want the new stuff to go in and not leave any of the old stuff, and I mean all over your house, call Cutting Edge Tile Removal. And I'm going to throw this in there too because this is really important. They do big jobs, and if you're a facilities manager, you're remodeling schools, you're remodeling hotels, whatever the case may be, and this is part of the project on the remodel of the ballrooms and things like that, and you still have guests and stuff coming through, this is the perfect way to get rid of the old without disturbing everybody with the dirt and debris. Be a little noisy during the day. They get the job done, but guess what? The residual will be gone with them. That's the beauty of it. Find out more about Cutting Edge Tile Removal at homeshowradio.com.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Ideal Roofing. Installing quality material with quality workmanship. RCW Nurseries. The garden experts bringing new life to your yard and garden. HoustonForLease.com. They put the ease in leasing management. Everything included, no surprises.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we will talk today, and we have open lines, so call me. And it is a beautiful day. It's going to be hot this afternoon, but in the morning, it's been really, I kind of like the morning. I don't mind the heat. Somebody said, what season would you be your favorite? I don't know, what would be your spring, winter, fall? I'm a summer guy. Give me summer all year long. So got to keep moving south. I guess when you move south far enough, it becomes north again. That's what they tell me. I've never been that far south, so I don't know. I know that 2/3 of the world's population lives in hot, humid climates. And if you compare the hot, humid climates to the very cold climates, no, even though they used to do yogurt commercials about people in Russia living to be 200 years old, which really wasn't true, they found out that that was not an accurate commercial, but this was long before most of you were born, that people live much longer in hot, humid climates. Of course, they're more miserable because it's so hot and they have to deal with mosquitoes and stuff, but they live longer. Hey, what do you want? You want everything? Somebody said once, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Guess what? If I'm making the cake, I'm eating it. Okay, that's just the way it is. It's the dumbest expression in the world. Let's move on here and talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes. I have a wood staircase, and it's kind of that engineered wood, but it's really smooth, and everyone complains that they're falling down or slipping going up. And I don't know, is there something you could add to polyurethane, maybe that like a grit of some sort that would make it a little?
Not that I know of. They get very slick, but to have an engineered wood and put something on top of it is not going to work.
Okay.
You can do a carpet runner up the middle. That's why you see them all the time. That's what it was designed for, so people wouldn't slip. If you look at the history of wooden staircases and you go back, you'll see, you know, they had these beautiful hardwood floors because that's basically all they had was in the 20s, 1920s, 1930s. And they would use carpet runners down the middle of them. And the reason was to keep people from slipping. So you can do that, but there's not a kind of weird thing you can paint on there, no.
Okay. Well, I don't know if there's any of those strips, stick-on strips that,
well, there's commercial stick-on, you know, strips, but it's going to look like, you know, like black runner or like black strips of gritty stuff, like you're going out to the garage or something. It's going to be very industrial looking.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. I was just...
No, that's fine. People love the wood look, and then they don't realize... People love the look of everything today because you can have the look of everything, but there is a function of stuff, and sometimes the function doesn't follow the form. I mean, it doesn't follow what it's supposed to be doing. It's a weird world we live in sometimes with the way we're doing things, and that's a perfect example of something so simple as just making a beautiful staircase, but being so dangerous at the same time.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks.
You're welcome. Industrial Look is in today. So a lot of industrial stuff. I can remember going to my grandfather's house. He had this little stairs up from his garage up to the house, and he had these rubber pads on there. I used to have to replace them every 5 years for him to keep him from slipping because he was always really scared, and he should have been. He lived to be very old. He was from the old country, Italy, and came over in through Ellis Island back in the 1890s. Couldn't really tell you what year. He doesn't really remember. He didn't. He's not along with us anymore, but he kind of raised me. He's a good guy. All right, anyway, call me, 281-833-3333. He was a mule skinner. You guys know what a mule skinner is? You'll have to Google it. I don't want to waste time on the show talking about it, but we do have open lines, so call me, and I'll get right to you. I got a good friend, Bruce Lessie, Houston for Lease, that can help you make money. Right now is the time where you don't sell your home if you don't need to, but you want to move because you can make money from it. And a lot of us, as we get up older in age, wiser, we hope. I think so. I've actually decided that in the last few years that you do get wiser as you get older. When you're younger, you don't believe it. You think you know everything. But then as you get older, you go, wow, I wish I had known this and had this attitude. I would have done so much better back when I was 28 or 32 years old. But I can't go back now. So all I can do is remember about mistakes and kind of grin and bear it. As far as that goes, keep your assets. That means the home you've worked in and you've kept all these years. And nice homes, good homes, wonderful homes, the homes where you raised your family. You don't have to sell them, although you want to move to Costa Rica or to the coast like I like to do. I'd like to wake up next to the ocean every morning, at least 50% of the year. But what you do is you keep your home, you pull your stuff out of there, you clean it up, you call Bruce Lessie. Bruce Lessie, you talk with him, and he finds tenants to rent your home and pay you money every month. And every month, along with your pension payments, along with the savings and investments you've had that hopefully you're doing okay, good times and bad times with those, no matter what happens anywhere. You also have Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. You got all these things, all these benefits, right? You hope you're living well. Well, unfortunately, you might need a little bit more. And guess what? What about another $2,000? $3,000 a month put in your bank account every month until you don't need it anymore. Well, that's what Bruce Lessie can do for you. Wow, how you say that? Because he will be your property manager. He will take care of your property as better than if it's his own. And he does a great job, by the way. He'll do the inspections. He'll make sure that the property is maintained. He's got a team of contractors that work with him. They take care of the late night calls and just the maintenance calls, anything you need done. They'll call you and say, hey, we've got these things that need repair, your roof or whatever. No problem. Here's what I'll charge you. We'll get it done. Take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. And the checks keep coming. But the big worry you have is who's going to live in your home, right? Anybody can take care of a home. It's pretty easy. It's who's going to live there. Well, he's got a tenant performance guarantee. You won't get this from anybody. He will. Bruce himself and his company, of course, Houston for Lease, has the best guarantee in the business. If a tenant that Houston for Lease has recommended defaults on the payment terms of the lease, Bruce at Houston for Lease will put his money where his mouth is and cover the entire cost of the eviction guaranteed. In other words, he's not going to walk away and say, sorry, pal, it's your problem now. And you get somebody in your home that doesn't want to leave, it can be a nightmare. You see it on the news here and there, the news stories, 2020, all that. You're like, oh, my goodness, squatters everywhere. They bring in families from all over. Who knows what they're doing in there? And you can't just get them out because the law doesn't let you. Well, if you're set up to prepared to take care of it quickly and efficiently and get rid of what they call the toxic tenant, then you don't have to worry. Now, here's why it's such a good thing, because they do such extensive background checks on everybody that's going to lease or rent, however you want to say it, your home, that he's only had to do this and pay for the cost of an eviction and get him out of your house quickly twice in 17 years. And he's managed thousands of projects over the years, thousands, two times. You know why? Because he knows what he's doing. Takes all the worry off of you. And most importantly, you get that check every month. That money in your account every month so you can enjoy your life. And there's a good chance you might not even care that much about your home after about 4 years. Like, yeah, just keep the money coming. Love it. It's just another business plan in my retirement. It's a beautiful thing. I know I'd do it. I think you should think about it, too. That's Houston for Lease. Call Bruce Lessie. In fact, I'll give you a cell phone number. Not that you're going to take it down. You're driving around. You're doing things. You're going to church. You're eating pancakes right now. Maybe. I don't know. But with Houston for Lease, his cell number is 832-654-5670. 832-654-5670. I make that point because not many business owners would give out a cell phone to potential clients. He does. And you can find it at homeshowradio.com in case you didn't write it down, because you probably didn't. But it's there for you. That's Houston for Lease. Make money while you sleep.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And let's move on and talk to Jake. Jake, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine.
I have a stucco home that I need to pressure wash, and I also have a driveway. Yesterday, I went to a store looking at some pressure washers to buy one, and I saw some with 1,700 PSI, 1,500 PSI, 2,000 PSI, 3,000, and even a 4,000 PSI. The question is, what do I need for my stucco home and my driveway?
Driveway's a little tougher. Let's start with the stucco. Stucco, the 17 and under is fine. You don't want to knock the stucco off your house.
Right.
Now, the other thing is you have different heads. You have a fan head. You have a real tight, you know, stream. So you put different tips on the end. But with a driveway, man, unless you have some really big equipment, it has nothing to do with the PSI. It has to do with the big equipment that you have to do a driveway. I mean, it'll do a square inch beautiful, you know, even 1,700, but it's going to take you 16 weeks to finish your driveway because it's such a small area of time. It's like, oh, forget this. You get halfway through, you're like, oh, give me a beer, I'm out of here.
Sure.
So it's not the PSI, but most of them, I mean, if you're going to buy a pressure washer, I would buy one that goes up to 3,000 because you never know when you want to go that high with something particular you're doing. And you can control it not only with getting far away and getting closer, but you can also control it with the different heads you put on. But I'd say 2,000 to 3,000 if you're going to buy one, that's what you want to get. And those don't plug into a 110 outlet.
Oh, they don't?
Not the ones I know of that go that high.
Huh.
Usually 220? They're either gasoline powered or they go into a 220, and they're going to be around 2,000 to 3,000 PSI. 3,000 PSI is what most of the contractors would buy if they were going to buy one.
Sure. Okay. No, I'm thinking gasoline. That's
okay. Gasoline's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
They'll go that high. Gasoline, no problem.
Okay. And what size head, which one would you suggest using, the stream or the fan?
On your stucco, more of a fan. You're going to use it's going to be a medium.
Okay.
You don't want to tear your stucco. Two things will happen. You'll tear the paint out of it, and you'll tear the stucco, loose stucco off your house. So you're going to do a light wash on that. You'll get a feel for it. So try a little area and get a feel for it. You don't want to go hard on stucco.
Okay, very good. Okay, well, you've answered my question. Thank you, sir, and have a good day.
Thank you, Jake. Some of the pressure washers we use in the industrial side, truck-mounted equipment, they run off diesel. They run off kerosene, believe it or not, which we might be using soon, like post-World War II days. Or they run off gasoline, and they get up to quite a bit. But you also can fit different heads. If you're going to do a driveway, think about those rotary cleaning heads, too, and then see if the unit you're getting will fit one of those rotary heads. And the last thing I want to tell people is, in the contractor business, when it comes to paint sprayers, pressure washers, generators, and I go down the list of all the different things you're going to get, jackhammers, whatever, most contractors don't buy that stuff. We rent it per job and just use it for the job, take it back. We take it back in good condition, but they're the ones that have to redo it and change the oil and you know, make sure the carburetor's clean and run the gas out of it and do whatever they do for storage till the next client comes in. And so it's a lot easier to rent that stuff. Then you can rent the equipment you need. If you just need something real light, then you just get something small. You need something heavier, you go rent something heavier. It's not that expensive to rent it for the day or two. I think we used to pay, I won't give prices. What, you never know today's prices. Somebody was telling me that Kleenex, you get the same box, half the Kleenex. I don't know what's going on anymore right now. But it's, you'll find out when you go to do it. But it's still more economical to rent them than to own them, unless you're going to be using it every day. If you're in the pressure washing business, then of course you'd buy your own, because you're pressure washing people's homes. Hopefully you've got 5 days a week worth of work, and maybe even six on a good time to make some money. Because that's what guys do when they're on the business for themselves. So they're going to be hustling, and they're going to want that equipment every day. So it doesn't make sense to rent it. But in most cases, most of us rent it per job. And so keep that in the back of your mind, because do what the pros do is what I always say. Find out how they do it and do the same thing. And quite frankly, when I was in the contracting business, if we needed even wheelbarrows, we need six wheelbarrows. I don't want to buy six wheelbarrows and keep them around the back of the shop until somebody needs them. We just rent them. Yes, wheelbarrows, because we're wheelbarrow and concrete. I've been behind those two handles many times in my day. It kept me a country strong, I'll tell you that. You don't build your biceps, you build your triceps, and you always be stronger than everybody else when it comes to feats of strength, like on Festivus, when you have the Festivus Festival. Festivus for the rest of us. All right, Door Clearance Center is where you get all the doors for your job. Now, I did not know, or I didn't even know if they hardly existed when I was in the building business, but I would have sent all my clients to Door Clearance Center. If I was in the business today, I'd say stop first at Door Clearance Center for your front doors, your patio doors, and your interior doors, and see what they have, see what you like. And then let me go in there and set it up and get the whole place, all the package put together, the door package put together. You have your left hand and right hand swings. You have your frames. You have your thicknesses. Interior doors, 1 3/8 thick. Exterior doors, 1 3/4. You have all these different little nuances that I can take care of. And if you're going to go buy one door or two doors or as many doors as you want for that matter, they'll help you take care of it too. They'll explain the differences. Even the jam thicknesses and the jam widths, as we call it, from front to back. Because it might be a concrete block wall. It might be a 2x4 wall, 2x6 wall. There are different jams that have to fit. They take care of all that for you. Now, here's the best deal, and this is why I would send all my clients there. First off, the selection is incredible. They're in the wholesale business. They buy doors by the tens of thousands, sell them to companies all over the country that mark them up heavily, probably 4 or 5 times, and sell them to the small communities across America. But because they're here in Houston, probably the largest, most populated area in the world right now, they're able to take they can order more at those super low prices and then pass it off to you with a normal markup and make their profit, and boom, you're in business with doors that are less expensive than anywhere else in town. That's right, because they buy more than anybody in town. When you buy more when it comes to doors and you're in that kind of business in the wholesale side, you get less price because they're meant to go wholesale and then go out for resale. And you'll hear people on Shark Tank say, so what do you sell retail and what do you sell wholesale? It is a difference. There's a big difference most of the time. That's Door Clearance Center. Find out more about them and the prices and the styles and the selection at homeshowradio.com. And then go to their warehouse at Beltway 8 and 45 North and find out about all of the other selections. They don't have time to get online, because you'll find things you didn't find on their website that we call the hidden treasures. That's Door Clearance Center.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we will talk today. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. Appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Quick question for you. Actually, two questions. Number one, got a place down by the beach. Cool. It's got a vertical lap siding on it right now, kind of a plywood or something. Looking to help the aesthetics on it, switching over to a horizontal. Been told that they are trying to get away from hardy board down there or the hardy lap siding because it takes damage flying objects and stuff during storms and stuff. They're trying to push a kind of a smart board or a smart siding or something.
Can I ask you who they are?
These are some of the local contractors in the area.
Okay, they're just using smart side. Smart side's a it's cheaper.
Right.
And it is a particle board, so I think it's the dumb choice to make. So I do not agree with any of them, except they're trying to save some money. And they, when they put on the Hardy, you can only use the 6-inch, and it has to be nailed and back flashed properly to meet all the windstorm requirements. So they probably are just lazy contractors, if you want to know the truth.
Okay, okay. And I kind of suspected as much when I looked at the stuff. I said, it's not really what I was looking for.
Now, we took some of that when it came out. We put it in a jar of water, and it swelled up over a quarter of an inch.
Sure, and we're in an environment that's roughly 100%.
Yeah, no kidding. No, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
So the second part of the question is, would I have to strip off all my vertical board right now, or could I do a vent skin over the top of it?
You can either do a vent skin. I don't know if they'll allow vent skin. If you're going to go into windstorm requirements and get inspections, they might not allow the vent skin.
Okay.
They're very particular there about how the siding goes on. It has to have a particular, a very special nailing pattern. You can only use the 6-inch on the Hardy. You can't use the 8 or any of the bigger stuff because it won't hold up to the high winds. 6-inch is a beautiful product. You'll like it. So I don't think they're going to allow it. But if you have a board and batten product, take the battens off and put the Hardy, put a Tyvek down or a Hardy backer paper on there, and then put the Hardy directly to the flat side. I would not take that wood off. That's very important that you leave it on for the structure.
Okay, so we wouldn't worry about any type of moisture behind there at that point?
No, you have to have wind-driven rain protection, which would be a moisture barrier of some sort. Hardy makes one. You can use the Tyvek products, whatever you want to use, even tar paper, but you got to put something over that wood and then nail the Hardy to the way it needs to be nailed directly to it.
Okay, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's a much better way to go. And the other thing you're finding out, and I'm finding this too, is with a lot of the calls, people say, how do you know all this? Well, people call me all the time, so I'm kind of keeping, it's somewhat of one of my many barometers I have in the industry. The guys don't want to get the training and work with Hardy. They want to just do the old school, and some of these particle board sidings, it's like working with wood. And let's face it, when the carpenters and stuff are gone, and I'm not saying that they're trying to be cheap, they're just more comfortable and it's easier to work with and they can get in and out quicker and that helps their, you know, stay in business and all that. But the skill set is not as – they just don't have the skill sets. It's easier to hire a bunch of guys who've been doing the same thing over and over again than someone that's kept up with the industry and that's been one of our problems in the construction industry, especially on the residential side, is people don't keep up with the new trends, what's better, ways to put things on, and take the training sessions and stuff that they need to take. And I'm on that side of the industry, too, and it's really nice to find businesses that do constant training with the people that work for them and the people they work with, and companies like Hardy that will send a rep out anytime you want. If you've got a carpenter or a crew, I should say a crew on the job, and they're not sure how to detail things, they'll send them out, no problem. But nobody takes advantage of this. You've got to constantly train. There's an old joke out in the industry. Well, I've been in the business for 30 years. That doesn't mean a dang thing. What it means is, what have you done with 30 years of a career? Have you done the same thing? If that's the case, you have 1 year experience 30 times over. You need to constantly improve. You need to open your mind. You need to find out how things are going to be changing. Things change over 30 years and 40 years. God, do I know that. I've been on the radio here. I've seen it change for 35 years. I'm going to start my 36th year in October, and looks like we're going to go for a 36th year. You know, every year's a gift. And things change, and you have to keep up with the changes, or they leave you behind. Or you'll end up somewhere else. I don't know. All right, let's move on. One of the people that I can tell you about that keeps up with the changes in an industry that is a very specialized industry are the people at Glass Doctor. When you're working with glass, you have all kinds of different issues today than if you were working in the glass industry 50 years ago. Back then it was just, you know, what kind of thickness of glass? You cut it to size, it fits in, you put a little goop in there, and you use some glazing compound, and the wind is all set, and you're gone. And it was a different skill that most people don't know how to use glazing compound anymore. I've done that because I grew from one part of the industry to the other through the years. I've been in it so long. But you won't find those skills anymore because those skills aren't needed. The new types of windows, the way they're put in, the new types of doors, the way the windows are put in, the new glass doors they're using today compared to what we were using in the 60s and 70s, totally different. Heavier, they're mounted differently, the hardware is different, the look is different. You have to stay up on it. And that's what Glass Doctor is all about. So for shower doors, glass doors, they even did a tempered glass pool safety fence we have a video of, which was really impressive. Handrails, so you can see through it. Your view isn't obstructed when you're sitting down. I don't know how many people have complained that the handrail, they can't see the ocean when they're sitting in the recliner chair on the deck trying to get a view, and all they're seeing is a handrail in the way. That's what it's all about, is glass can be used in so many different ways today with the tempered and the low E coatings and the double pane systems. Those things are all technology that you have to keep up with. And with Glass Doctor, they've done it. So if you have any glass issues at all, you don't have to replace all the windows. You don't have to replace all the doors. You can replace the glass by a call to Glass Doctor. You can find him at homeshowradio.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. Be with you till 11 o'clock today. Let's talk to Gerald. Gerald, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Question, I've got two air conditioning units that both drain into one pipe. Then the pipe drains into a bathroom sink. And then every now and then what happens is the bathroom sink fills up with water.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't stop. It's going to overflow. And what do I do for a permanent fix that this is not going to happen to me all the time, especially if I'm not home? Then it's all going to flood. It doesn't stop.
You're right. And that can happen. It happens to a lot of people all the time. So what I would tell you is this, is it probably should not be draining into two into one.
Yeah.
So you're getting an overload. It should be individuals. It depends on the size of the pipe, but because the pipe would have to get so big, they can't do the detail that they've done with yours into the P-trap into one sink. And so you're overloading that, and it's probably making the problem worse. So I would get an air conditioning technician out, and they're going to probably have to run one of those pipes so you have going into different drains. That's your problem, is you can't have two into one. People try to cheat that way all the time, but the pipes can't handle it. Then the buildup gets really overwhelming, and the first place it's going to start overflowing is the lower area, which is the sink. It'll start to clog the P-trap up. The sink fills with water, and then it'll start just dripping over, and it'll keep going and going, and it won't stop because there's no way for it to stop.
So I need to hire a plumber.
Not a plumber. I think you should hire an air conditioning technician.
I'm sorry.
And they might have to get a plumber out, but somebody needs to troubleshoot that. It shouldn't be that way if you're having a constant problem. Do you have your air conditioning system maintained every year?
Yes.
Have they ever said anything to you about it? Have you ever asked them about it?
Yes.
What did they say?
Because it's happened before. And they said, well, go up and just put Clorox in it.
Well, that's a quick fix, but not, you know, what if you're not there and it's happening, that's not the answer you need.
No. So I get an AC tech, and he looks at it. He sees if two or one are draining into this one pipe. I'm not even sure if it's two or one. First I was told it was one, then now it's two, and then the guy said, no, it isn't two, it's just one.
Oh.
But if it's one or two...
How many air conditioners do you have?
Where do those pipes go? Where do they go?
With that pipe, it's from the evaporator coil. Your evaporator coil has a primary pan that takes the humidity out of the air. As you cool air, it squeezes it and takes the water out of the air. So your air is less humid and more cool in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it dumps the water in a pan that slowly drains to your P-trap under that sink. Now, if you have just one and it keeps doing it, then...
Yes.
Then you're going to have to do some kind of maintenance on it. I'm not sure why it's doing it, but it needs to be cleaned up. It sounds like there's a lot of dirt and debris in it. And so that's where it goes. It goes down the drain into the sewer. Now you have a secondary pan underneath there, which is your emergency overflow that'll drain to the outside. But if it's draining like yours is doing and it just backs up and keeps draining down there and the sink lets it go up to the top, then what happens is it just keeps overflowing at the sink and it'll just slowly get all over the floor and then go wherever it wants to go. So
right.
It can be a real mess if you're not around.
Well,
I've had that happen in my house twice in 25 years where I had to have really snaked out well. So in that case, you might need a plumber to really snake it out to make sure it's clean. But I would find someone that could see why it's happening and not if it's two, if it's one. I'm not sure what's going on now. You told me two different stories with that you're getting.
Maybe it's two.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's one or two, but where do they make the pipe drain?
So underneath the sink there. If you look under the cabinet, you'll find a little pipe going into the side of the drain coming down from the sink, and that's what it is.
So the sink is still going to be involved.
Yeah, what happens is the P-trap will start to clog up down there, and so the water keeps dripping from the attic into the P-trap, and it fills up the sink. But because the sink's on a lower level and your air conditioner's in the attic, I assume, it's going to keep draining there, and then the sink just lets it overflow because it can't go down the drain. The whole sink is clogged.
Right. So
and then the plumber unclogs the sink. Yeah, down in that P-trap.
Could you say that again?
It's down in the P-trap underneath the sink in the cabinet where it gets clogged.
So it's the fix is get an AC tech.
Find out why it keeps doing that to you. How often has it happened?
Once a year.
Okay, that's too much. Then find out why. Then if you don't have one that can do it, call AirTech and have them come out and take a look at it. And I can give you a phone number for them if you want, or you can look at our website and get their number. But get a second opinion, I think, is what I'm getting at. And that's really what you need at this point if they're not helping you.
Okay, so it's called AirTech, the company?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll look them up, AirTech.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, Gerald, good luck. But you need to have that taken care of. Once a year is too much, for sure. And it will happen again this year, I guarantee it, because it's going to be a hot one and nothing's going to be running. Do you want to remodel your home and make it perfect for you? I do. I did. I'm going to continue to. If I get a new home, I'm going to remodel it. If it's an existing home, and I know who I'm going to call for the bathrooms and the kitchens and all the good stuff that I want done, it's Trifection. Trifection are the best remodelers in town. So if you're thinking of remodeling, you've been sitting in your house. We've had a strange 3.5-4 years now, right? I'd say 4 years. It started with all kinds of stuff. Even before COVID, it was getting crazy. And so we all got kind of hunkered at home for different reasons. Of course, COVID was a big one. Now that we're all figuring out that maybe our lives are going to be a little different, not necessarily worse, but different, the house needs to be different too. I think that's like home offices, home gymnasiums, just places where you can gather with your family in peace. Your home should be the happy place. It should be your resort. We don't travel as much anymore for a lot of reasons. We don't do those things. We stay home and we try to make our home, definitely our sanctuary, but maybe our place of choice, our travel destination of choice. It certainly is where you go every day for most people. Well, you can remodel it using the best in town. That's Trifection. These guys, well, Jeff is a whole bunch as a team, and it's, so we call them these guys. They are big time. They have it all set up where once you know what you pick everything, they have a team of people. You go pick all your granite and your flip fixtures, your paint colors, all that. They put the whole team together, the design they do there too, and then boom, off they come, one subcontractor after the other. They don't have one guy and a helper doing the whole thing. They have the plumbers come in, the electricians come in, and they have it's a tag team. It's like an orchestra. And they put it together, they get it done, and they get it done well, and the quality is exceptional. So, what do? You call Trifection. It's simple. I've known Jeff Roberts for over 20 years, and he's put this company together, and it runs like clockwork. It's 281 Kitchen. Now, he started in kitchens, but he does a lot more. The phone number is just easy to remember. 281 Kitchen. Make that house perfect for you.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Mueller Steel Buildings. Made in America. Made to last.
Home Exterior Systems, Hardy Elite Preferred Siding Pros you can trust. Overhead Door Company of Houston, replacement and repairs, any door, any opener, anytime.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Ed. Ed, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. How you doing? I met you at Sparky's, the barber.
Oh, yes, sir. That's, okay. That's where I've been going for 30 years, yes.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a truck driver, and I had two situations in the last year where I couldn't figure out if the van that I was pulling on my 18-wheeler would clear under a bridge, especially in Chicago. And okay. One was way out in the country. And there was no call out as to what the actual clearance is. And so my question is, I had some fellas come over here and measure for some drapes on the second floor. This thing has a cathedral ceiling, and I had windows at the second floor level. And he was using a laser measuring device.
Yes. They're very cool.
Do you know where I can possibly get one of those devices so I can measure what it measures from the ground up to the underside of the bridge?
I know if they make them, I know where you can get them. You bet. There's been a place in town here, and I think it's Bosch that makes all the laser measuring equipment now that's really impressive. There's all different kinds you can choose from. You'll find something. It's very common, and the laser measurers are great. But there's a company here in town called Circle Saw. They're located just south of Loop 610 North on Ella.
Okay.
And they will have a whole bunch of stuff you can look at and guys that can walk you through which would be best for you. But the answer is that's where you go.
Okay. All right. Can I get in another question real quick?
You can.
Okay. So I'm moving out of the Houston area and I'm moving west. And so I'm going to buy some acreage and I'm trying to figure out I can use more of a warehouse for a living area, you know, a place to live than I can a regular house.
Right.
So are metal buildings, if I try to configure a metal building to be a house,
yes,
would it be cheaper than traditional home building?
It's not going to be cheaper, but nothing is cheaper, but it's probably going to be better for you. If you compared getting the big spans you want for some reason or another, that kind of thing, it's going to be easier to achieve that. Barn dominiums with metal buildings are incredibly popular right now. And yep. Steel and lumber, even though lumber prices still came down, which everybody's happy about, it's still more expensive than it was before. So the prices are going to be very much closer, as well as concrete block. So it all depends on what kind of structure you're looking at. But I think it's something you should look into, and a lot of people are doing it now. And Mueller Steel Buildings, there's one in Conroe, so it's going to be closest to this area. And you can do a lot of design and get prices and stuff online with them, or you can go see them. They're really nice people. Mueller Steel Buildings, even if you go west, they have like 33 locations across the state. They've been making buildings, and they're made in the U.S., so their prices are lower because of the transportation costs, as you probably know better than anybody else, is going to be down some. So that's what I would tell you to look into. I think it's a great choice for what you're telling me your goal is have a big warehouse type building and live in part of it and do maybe other things in the other. I'm not sure what
exactly.
You're holding. My father wanted that too. He wanted a hot plate, a bathroom, and a cot, and then he could have all his Model A Fords in a great big building on a lake. That was his dream. He never got to live it. But whatever the case may be, the metal building's way to go. Yes.
That's where I'm headed. Instead of having I've got a tall truck, personal truck. It's a 350.
Right.
It's high frame, and it doesn't fit in my garage.
No.
I need something where I can drive this beast in, plus, you know, have some living area. So if I call Mueller and say, I need a barn dominium, what do you have?
Yeah, and tell them what your requirements are. I've built airplane hangars with homes in them over here at Hooks Airport back when I was building. So it's the same concept. You set the parameters, work with them. And then it's pretty impressive how you can do all the design work, do the 3D design and everything, and they can give you the whole package for where you want your windows and doors and that kind of thing. So it'll all be set up for you. I've done a lot for people who
Red Barn Picture Framing down on Highway 6. They have a house in the back and the business in the front and the storage in the middle. Great big metal building. So those kind of things are very much a doable thing. And I think if that's your goal, it probably would be cheaper in the long run than trying to stick frame the whole thing and try to give you those big open spaces.
So who does the finish out for the condition space inside the warehouse?
Well, that's when you get a local, one of the local people to do all the sheetrock work and do the wood frame. You just wood frame it inside like you would a house. But the structure is all done. The plumbing is all put in. All that stuff is all roughed in, and then somebody just finishes out. So you'll probably have to get local people to do that. You can ask Mueller if they have references, but they don't do it in-house, the whole thing, as far as doing the finishes. I don't think, unless they change their ways, you can always ask.
Okay, so let me ask you this. In setting up the foundation on the concrete slab, I'd need residential setup plumbing, and then, or would I do external plumbing outside of the slab?
Oh, no, I'd set the rough plumbing up under the slab so you can have your bathrooms where you want, your showers, you know, that kind of stuff. It's all, the plumber will come in and put the rough in before they pour the slab. What they'll do is they'll set the forms, they'll do everything they need to do, get ready. The plumber comes in before they set the steel, puts his pipe stub outs up because it'll be on your plans, and then they go ahead and drop the steel in and pour the concrete. So it's traditional a progression as far as what we call the critical path. You're going to follow step 1, 2, 3, and 4. But the whole structure and everything bolted together, the siding, the roofing, the windows will all go in as a package.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is there any welding done, or is it just all bolted together?
Depends. Sometimes there is. Sometimes the welders will have to do some red iron work, depending on your spans. Probably in your case, there might not be. It's probably going to be bolted.
So as far as inspections are involved also, out in the countryside,
yes,
are there any inspections that are required?
If it's in a county, there's no inspections, unless it's something like attaching to the road or something. If it's county, no. You always call your building department, but the answer is usually no. It is against the law in the state of Texas to enforce building codes in unincorporated counties. Believe it or not.
That's good news. All right.
It's good for some and bad for others. But anyway, yes,
yeah,
that's fine.
I hear you.
Okay.
The other thing is,
yes,
the water supply. I guess I'd have to get a well.
Okay, water supplies and septic systems. You're going to need both, probably. It sounds like you're moving out in the country a little bit. That's all done locally by county contractors, and there are inspections and permits and stuff for those in counties. So whoever is in your county doing that, you can ask any and everybody. They'll all be the best friends of the well diggers and the septic guys, and you'll just have to use someone in the county. They're easy to find, and they're there, and they're just county. Everybody works in their own counties. Some will work multiple counties, but they don't just travel around from Dallas to Brownsville. They don't do that.
Okay. Let me ask you a real just
go quick because I'm going to run out of time. I hate to rush you.
Are steel buildings, the materials, are they – how is the pricing on them now? Have they gone up? Are they stable or have they gone down?
It fluctuated, but the building industry is starting to settle. So it's a good time to start planning, and by the time you get it planned – and you go and buy, it's probably going to be very stable, and that's good. So you'll know where you're getting into, and there's not going to be all that sticker shock.
Okay. All right, Tom, I appreciate your time. I appreciate it.
All right, Sparky's going to miss you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, take care.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. See the people you meet? I met him at my barber shop. All right, I got to move quick here. Ideal Roofing is a company you call when you need a roofer. Jim Hardwick, a friend of mine for many, many years, lives up here in the northwest side of town. Just bought a new house, him and his wife. He's going to be the empty nester soon, it looks like. He's got all his kids graduating. Very fine man. And a young man, because he's much younger than me. But he's starting to get up there, too. Ah, it's amazing how age will just kind of just sneak up on you. You don't know what's going on. As far as that goes, though, Ideal Roofing has been in business for decades. I live under an Ideal roof. Every roof I've ever had in Houston and Galveston was an Ideal roof. And my clients lived under Ideal roofs. If you want a metal roof, a steel roof, call Ideal Roofing. If you want a tile roof, call Ideal Roofing. If you want a GAF, a Master Elite roofing contractor with a lifetime warranty on a shingle roof, it's Ideal Roofing. Or if you just need roof repair, roof maintenance, commercial or residential, they do it all. Ideal Roofing is your roofer of choice for all the roofs, all the styles,
all the buildings in your life. Take care of your buildings. They're like your children. How many of you can count the homes you might have had? One, two, five, six, I don't know. You lived in as a kid. These are you homes are part of memories. It's amazing how we take the homes from when we were children on, our grandparents' homes. We keep them in our memories. We'll take care of your house because it'll soon be a memory, but it might be a memory with an ideal roof because at least you know when it rains, everything underneath there is going to be protected. You, your family, and your stuff. That's Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros.
Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together
Saturday 7 till 9
about how often should I be watering and how much water should I get to grass.
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros, Saturday 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.